All right, what's up, everyone? This is Nick Henderson again, and I just wanted to say, yesterday was Sunday. It was Father's Day, and I didn't do a podcast yesterday. I was able to, and I was at work, but I kind of enjoyed my Sunday. And really, for me, and so I just wanted to do a quick podcast today because I said I was going to do one every day. This one's going to be super, super short. I'm not going to really go into anything too much here. Yesterday was, and this is the coolest thing ever, yesterday was the first ever Father's Day that I celebrated as a father, which was really, really cool. And of course I'm at work. I'm down at the base and I'm at the helicopter, and so I'm not at home with my family, but I absolutely loved it. And my fiance, she put just this beautiful post online with great videos and photos and all of these memories that we've built since we first met, but also since I kind of first met the kids. And so I thought it'd be kind of cool to talk a little bit about what that process looked like for me. So I think the best way to really get a feeling for why that was such a significant thing for me yesterday, why getting in this first ever Father's Day was such a big deal, I think that you need to understand my background. And so this podcast, let's see, it's 2019, so I'm currently 33 years old. And for 31 and a half years, 32 years, I knew that I didn't want children. I didn't want to have children of my own. I didn't want to have other people's children. Like, it just wasn't something that was on my plan or in my agenda. I was focusing on traveling the world and building businesses and finishing up, you know, getting my career going as a pilot. Like, I had all these different things that I wanted to do. And it's not that I don't like kids. I just didn't want any kids. And so in the podcast on Saturday, I talked about how my fiance, how she's the best saleswoman in the world. And I'm going to do a podcast about all of that. But like, needless to say, she was able to take a man who I've been living overseas for a couple of years at this point. I've been all around the world, and I am living this lifestyle that I think a lot of people, you know, when they get into their midlife crises, gravitate towards. And I was living that life. And I tell you what, the first day I met her, I was immediately in love. Like, I knew in my heart that we were going to be getting married, and here we are. But it wasn't just her. Like, getting into a relationship with her meant also having these two just wonderful, wonderful kids be a part of that. They were going to be a part of our relationship and that dynamic that we had, and it was going to define a lot about how we would move forward. And in the past, I've dated, or I've spent time with single moms who had kids, and I was never really like, I'm gonna be true to myself, and I know that I don't want kids, and I've got all these plans, and so listen, this is probably a bad idea. We shouldn't really go down this path. And so for 32 years, I mean, since I was a kid, I knew that I didn't want to have children, and I stuck to it so hard, so much so that, you know, I'm 33. When I was 29, I went and had a vasectomy done. I went and got fixed because I didn't want to, like, risk an accident. You know, I didn't want to make a mistake and oh my God, all my plans, they're all gone. Oh no. So here we are, 4 years later, and I'm celebrating my first ever Father's Day, and I don't have just one kid. I have two kids, and they are the best kids ever. And I know parents say that all the time, but I'm super stoked because of how awesome these kids are. And it says so much about Abby, about her parenting and her ability to raise these just wonderful, beautiful children. And so this was my first ever Father's Day, and it's a super significant thing for me. So I'm real excited to have celebrated it. And one of the coolest things about this Father's Day is I had the opportunity to celebrate before coming down here, and and I didn't know what to expect, and honestly, I didn't know what to expect when I met the kids for the first time ever. We were Abby and I had just gotten back and from a trip to South America. We'd gone to Peru and to Chile, and that was such a refreshing trip. I was able to kind of continue doing what I loved, but I had this exciting new element that I was showing these things that I do, this world that I was living in, to the woman that I knew was going to be my partner for the rest of my life, like, and watching her take it all in with wide eyes and just be really just fully into it was so exciting for me. It was a new element to travel that I hadn't had before. So that was really cool. But when we got back to the United States, and we'd been together for a little bit now, and but I hadn't met the kids yet, and it was time. And so I had a lot of trepidation when it came to meeting them. And it wasn't so much that I was scared. I wasn't scared of the kids. I wasn't afraid of children, and I don't dislike children. I just, at that point, I knew that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with this beautiful woman that I was getting into a very serious relationship with. And I knew that that meant that there were going to be two kids in there. And ooh, I was worried. I was worried about, would they like me? What do I say to a 3-year-old? What do I do with them? Where do we go? Like, how do we hang out? And these are all questions that are racing in my mind, and are things that I'm putting a lot of thought into before I even met them. So anyways, it came time to meet them. The kids, they'd already known me. We'd video chatted a little bit while Abby was home. Even when she was gone, Abby and I would get together and we'd video chat back to the kids. And so they knew who I was, and they just welcomed me in such a, they were just very open to me being a part of their family. And now here we are, gosh, almost a year later from that. And these kids are just amazing. And I think of them as my own kids. And I'm taking them to school and I'm taking them to activities and I'm going to the soccer games and we're going to church together and we're going on vacation. We got a vacation coming up, actually. It's kind of a staycation. We're staying in Idaho, but we're hitting some really cool spots and because it's summer vacation right now. So it's a huge transformation for me to have come to this place. And I tell you what, the thing that I'm taking away the most from it is that this is the best thing ever. I can't wait to travel with them and show them the world continue to show Abby more places as well. We've got our first trip as a whole family. We're going down to Mexico later this year, and it's going to be so amazing to kind of expose the kids to this new culture and this new country. And it's going to be a lot of fun. But basically, what I'm getting at here is happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, all the dads doing the dad thing. I spent a very big portion of my life not knowing the joy and the happiness and the satisfaction that would come out of this. And I tell you what, now that I do, I would not turn back. I wouldn't change a thing about my life now. I love these kids, and they were both very super thoughtful on Father's Day. And yeah, I'm looking forward to spending many, many more with them. So, all right, everybody, short podcast tonight. Just a quick happy Father's Day, belated, because that was yesterday. And a little bit of a backstory on me and my kids and where that came from. And yeah, so all of you guys have a good night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.